is it that the air casino and the fire casino can condition calm?
Because they are four primary elements. So when you think of the final or the extreme or the ultimate rupa, you think that what you take for something beautiful, an object for clinging, is just that nothingness and space or fire or
just color, that just also color, we have had trouble with that, because it's not vipassana within other aspects.
Just which that's the right object to condition calm for those who can understand.
It's not the right object, but it depends on one's understanding. Because just watching or looking, concentrating at it doesn't bring any calm.
No.
Right understanding about it will condition calms. That's why without right understanding, samatha cannot be developed.
It seems from the Satipatthana Sutta that it includes samatha, or does he just mean it that that should be the object of awareness? Because, it, for instance, reflections on the corpses, that's included in the Satipatthana Sutta. Mm-hmm. But he doesn't mean that you should go out to the cemetery, but just that any citta can be the object of awareness.
Yes. When one sees the corpse, the body, it can be object of understanding. What one takes for body is only different realities.
But did he mean it also with respect to samatha, that that can condition samatha for those wise about samatha? Or is it the object for satipatthana?
They are equal paths, and they comprise samatha and vipassana. Uh-huh. It doesn't mean that vipassana doesn't have any samatha at all, because samatha is tranquility. Whenever it's kusala, it's tranquil.
But it doesn't mean, when we read the Satipatthana Sutta, it doesn't mean in any way that calmness has to be developed out of Satipatthana.
The goal is understanding, so we do not mind what object is there.
Yeah.
It can be lobha, dosa, or not calm at all.
Yes.
It can be understood as not self. What one is used to take it for self should be eradicated by right understanding. No wrong view anymore about any reality. Otherwise, that cannot be the eradication of latent tendency of wrong view.
What's the difference between latent tendency and accumulation? See, accumulation is all is kusala and akusala. Latent tendency is
only
just
akusala. That's why there are seven of them. Seven latent tendencies.
Mm-hmm. Which are wrong view.
And lobha, dosa, mana, vijikicca.
You said you knew me so well. How do you know me so well?
You are already interested. Completely.
Yeah. I suppose one aspect is that many people who don't know anything about Buddhism and do not have many problems with their life are not do not see a need to be interested at all. And that need can only come if they understand it.
People have different levels of bandha. So one can see that if they haven't accumulated the understanding of the usefulness of Dhamma, it's impossible. They will laugh at it and they think that it's useless to spend time reading, considering, understanding oneself as not self. They'd like to understand the world, the people, their colleagues.
The Eightfold Path cannot arise without us listening and considering the teachings of the Buddha. But can samatha arise without listening to any teacher?
It depends on whether it's the time before Buddha or... But even Buddha himself went to Buddhaghatapo and Alaragabasa in order to develop Arupa Jhana.
But can people without... would people be born with that understanding of samatha?
It depends on what age, what time is there.
Yes. Is this the road in Cairo?
Is it?
Yes.
Yeah, that is Sandhya Vipalasa.
Already?
Already. When every citta is a kusala.
Because we attend to concept mostly with a kusala.
And if I mistook it for a road in Luxor, then the Sandhya Vipalasa is so distinguished.
That's interesting.
It's not distinguished.
It's so distinguished, because it's even more wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah.
But not for Akusala.
In order to find out whether it is Sandhya Vipalasa, when it's wrong enough for one to see that it's so Vipalasa, so wrong.
Or even more, I thought it had nothing to do with Kusala or Akusala, if you, in conventional sense, are wrong.
Usually it's a kusala,
it's
not
anyway.
Dana, it's a sila.
But is
it don't
a
think that you have kusala more than
But is there a degree in
Sandhya Vipalasa as
is
well?
Is it the akusala stronger if you think this is the world in Luxor?
Not the kusala, the Sandhya Vipalasa is very strong that you can detect that it is Sandhya Vipalasa if you say that now I'm on the road in Luxor.
Never thought of that.
Yeah. Or in Germany.
Yeah.
And what about the other two then? The perversions of citta and perversions with ditti.
What
to
is
do
there?
What
the obelisk?
Yes.
Who made it?
I don't know.
Yeah. If you know and you think the story, the whole story, it
is
citta vipalasa.
And wrong view?
Wrong view is wrong view. Anywhere. Like the goddess of sky, swallow the sun.
Yeah.
At night time.
Yeah. Yeah. Very interesting.
Yeah.
I didn't
know interesting
that.
About the sun.
Because most people just be able to recognize only that when Sandhya Vipalasa is so strong, they don't know that whenever there is a kusala citta, it's because of Sandhya Vipalasa, because avicca hinders the true nature of reality. Because it's not panya, so it cannot inside the arising and falling away, the changing from seeing to hearing, see, and thinking all the time. The avicca cannot penetrate the true nature of realities. So the sanya remembers wrongly because it follows avicca.
But if I listen to your words about Dhamma and I consider it's not vipalasa, sanya vipalasa, so there is concepts in the words.
Mm-hmm.
So it is possible to attend to concepts also with kusala citta sometimes.
And Arahata, he has concept as well, thinking of Buddha and Banaras and things like that, but with kiriya citta, not akusala, no kusala.
Yeah.
See, even the panjati can be object of akusala, or kusala, or kiriya, inactive citta, depending on kilesa. When there is no kilesa at all, absolutely eradicated. Even moment of experiencing concept is not by akusala citta or kusala citta at all.
Yes, but for us mostly, when we look at trees and people, it's Agusalem. We hear the sound of the bath.
One can say that whenever it's not Dana, Sila, and
Bhavana,
yeah, from morning to night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we know all this in theory, but we don't realize, we forget again.
When one opens one's eyes, yeah, the state is
and
there.
And you didn't know where you were this morning when you woke up, you said.
Yes, for a very short time I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
Where I was, I could see, but I didn't know,
yeah,
just where, which.
Yeah.
So it's a strong sign.
It depends on whether you understand the characteristic of reality or just has.
I understood that I didn't know where I was. I knew I didn't know where I was. So
because
I couldn't think of it.
The eye is there. See.
Yeah. That we also forget that the eye is
probably because I got up too early.
When is the eye there? Each time we don't realize that nama and rupa are realities.
But, yeah, if we were to see maybe a dead bird in the road and had compassion, then it's not Tanya Vipalasa.
When citta is kusala,
yeah,
it's not Vipalasa.
Yes.
Sati arises, avicca cannot arise.
Yes.
It's concept of kusala citta.
Yes. That's a good example.
Yeah, very good example.
But the distinction between sanya and citta vipalasa.
No, they go together.
They go together. They must
the
arise,
yeah,
together.
Mm-hmm.
But,
when there is sanya, when there is sanya vipalasa, there must be citta vipalasa,
yeah, yeah,
and vice versa.
But it depends on which one is stronger or more distinguished. For example, like when you think that you are in Germany now, something like that, the sanya is a vipalasa.
That is a stronger,
yeah, it
perversion.
It is distinguished because you can see how wrong it is. See.
But you said this citta is more distinct when it is a longer story.
You think a lot of,
yeah,
someone,
mm-hmm,
and where is that being? Only story in your mind.
Yeah.
Yeah. You make it up by thinking, previous experiencing, condition, the thought of someone, some being. That's why one learns to understand what is meant by being alone with visual object. At moment of seeing, nobody in there, at that very moment. Being alone, at moment of experiencing sound, because there is no idea or concept of someone or anyone at that very moment. But later on, you are not alone again.
So even you're surrounded by many people, but
yeah,
you are alone,
yeah,
when there is the right awareness.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the real meaning,
yeah,
of being alone.
Yeah. Now, people on the street, see, you,
yes,
are not alone.
Yes.
But when it's only visual object.
So that's sanya vipalasa.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So fast, it can be vipalasa rapidly from moment to moment.
But if we didn't perceive a human being, we wouldn't have compassion towards them.
Mm-hmm.
So do we not have to have sanya vipalasa in order to have compassion? Because we wouldn't have compassion if we didn't perceive a human being.
Concept.
Just concept.
Yeah.
Just thinking after seeing.
There can be moments of vipalasa first and then compassion.
Yeah.
I think that would be most likely.
Yes.
Because akusala and kusala,
yeah,
change one another.
But it tells us the details of the difference between having banyati as object, that it's not necessary to be a kusala all the time. It can be kusala or it can be apiyagata, kiriyajita, if one is an arahata already.
Yes.
have different types of citta. We have kusala. But when they are frustrated, those moments are akusala citta.
What is akusala?
We have different cheetahs now.
Yeah.
Different people have different cheetahs.
Yes.
When you are frustrated because we're stuck in a traffic jam.
I love it. You have the double talk. I'm so happy. Blessed be the person who caused this.
Thank Mubarak. Thank the president.
What is that?
Thank the president. Because it's because of
blessed be the president.
The president doesn't have to send him whatever.
Yes.
So we don't know what will condition kusala or akusala citta, even same situation.
Because we have a lovely Dhamma talk together here in the bus, waiting for the president. Now we think of a concept, the president and the bus.
Yeah. The quickness between the cessation of kusala and akusala, see?
But you talk about sanya vipalasa being stronger if you recognize wrongly.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, for instance, when we're in the garden of Benares, the blue flowers were like, the blue lights were like a blue flowers. Surely that's not.
Vipalasa.
It's sanya vipalasa, but can we say that if we recognize wrongly in that situation, that it is worse?
Try to draw a line again.
It is worse.
You know that it's light.
Yes.
Like flowers.
Yes.
It doesn't mean that you don't know that it's light. If you think that, oh, that's real flower, sanya vipalasa is so strong.
It's nice to know.
I mean, if we read the newspapers, we think that we are, some people think they're understanding about the world, but mostly what is read in the newspapers would be sanya vipalasa, because it's not taking, yes, because it's not taking you to understand realities. But we have to have those concepts. We need to have concepts in order to live our life. But those concepts do not take us towards the understanding of reality. We need to know how to drive a car.
Right. We do have sanya vipalasa when citta is akusala. Do we have to try to pinpoint what degree of our sanya vipalasa is?
No,
or is just
no,
sanya vipalasa?
No. But it seems as if we have to have it in order to live our life, because in
don't
order to
eat soap.
Pardon?
Don't eat soap.
What is that? Don't eat soap.
So you understand now,
yes,
what degree of sanya vipalasa it is?
Yes, yes. Very dangerous. But when we...
Again?
If we see...
Again?
We see a traffic light which is red, it means that we have to stop at the traffic light. But surely isn't that sanya vipalasa?
When it's akusala citta, it is.
But you can
in
think
the sense that you do not realize the true nature of the red color as just visual object.
Yes. But it can be the understanding that red means to stop with kusala citta.
Any moment of akusala, it is sanya vipalasa,
yes,
by concept.
Yes. Can that be thinking of that concept though, the red traffic light, with kusala?
When citta is kusala,
yes,
at moment of understanding that it is red light.
It can be kusala.
When kusala citta arises, sanya is not vipalasa.
But how do we have kusala citta towards
a
red light?
Don't ask me. Because it's you yourself. No, better.
It's a help to know about vipalasa, because it reminds us more and more that many moments of akusala, and to know these different from kusala, how many there are. So each of these aspects are very helpful. They help again.
But if it confuses you by, it's not helpful.
No, but...
That's quite useful. I think that's a very nice point.
Yeah, it's a nice point.
If you take whiskey for tea, it's again.
Yeah,
it's strong enough to understand it is Sangya Vipalasa. Otherwise, one is not, one cannot recognize it as Sangya Vipalasa.
Mm-hmm.
Even at that moment, it is Sangya Vipalasa.
Mm-hmm.
Because a Kusala cannot have any understanding.
I am enjoying it. This trip.
In between processes. That's why we can see that nothing is left out whenever it is for one kapha, one kapha, one kapha.
It's only that we don't experience one kapha.
Yeah.
We don't experience one kapha.
Or don't experience the arising and falling.
No.
But by understanding the function of a one kapha, one knows that what one takes quite a long life thing is so short, seems so short. When Kawanga perform its function, nothing is left.
That's why
object is not
it's
left.
Useful to know about these processes, even you don't experience.
And to think and to understand and to be aware, to develop right understanding until it becomes your own. That it is exactly what you have heard before.
Yes.
From A and Sago.
Yes.
Because we were born not just in one or two ten lives, more than that A and Sago.
In the Patisambhidamagga, how do you pronounce that?
Patisambhidamagga.
Patisambhidamagga. It says there are two types of people, those who have previous accumulation of wisdom and those who haven't. In other words, it seems that some people can attain enlightenment even though they haven't or not much previous accumulation.
Impossible.
No? That's impossible.
Impossible.
That's I misread that.
That's
then.
Why everyone must be Pahu Sutta.
The listener?
Pahu.
Who has heard much.
Who has heard much.
Yeah.
But it is possible to be one who has heard much in this life.
It depends on how much one has accumulated from previous lives. If one has accumulated very great understanding but haven't become enlightened yet,
yes.
In this life, just one or two lines of the teachings can remind one about reality of this moment. There is no doubt about Dhamma as soon as they hear about it.
But it was necessary to have accumulated that in the past to bring that about.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Even this morning is in the past as
well. Because why does it click when you read the book about the Abhidhamma?
Mm.
For you, it's conditioned. And for Gabi.
And one can see the progress of Sati and Sambhachanya, even if not Sati Patthana. And one can see how there are conditions for that moment to arise. If there is no understanding about realities at all, then it would not be the Sati Sambhachanya, even while one is angry. Impatient, or envy, or stingy, or seeing, or hearing, all other things.
But Sati Sambhachanya means Sati and Panya of Satipatthana or
not necessary, because there are many levels.
Yeah, of Sati Sambhachanya.
Yeah. Sati Sambhachanya means it is awareness of that very moment.
Is that not Satipatthana?
No. Satipatthana when there is understanding of that reality as nama or rupa.
Yes. Because
because you also have it in summertime.
Because when you get angry, sometimes you are not aware at all. But sometimes there's awareness. And that moment is the disambiguation, which is of that very...
Although you don't realize it as nama, yes?
No.
But you realize it. These
a
moments,
level
yeah.
Of understanding.
Like Agavi told us last night, that she considers the Chataka Sora in her life and realizes it. And you said that is the beginning of the development.
The progress.
The progress, yeah.
How the Sankara kind of condition different level of understanding and different level of Sati Sankara.
Develop metta is our sati sampajanya. You really need it to know the different chittas.
But some people do have metta, but they are not metta. So many levels of gusana, but we can see the progress in different ways, not just straight into satipatthana.
I mean, the Buddha said of the two types of people, one that has metta and understands it, and one who has metta and doesn't understand it, and the latter one is set to decline. That if there isn't the understanding, even that person's a good person, he can go downhill. In other words, he can go downhill if he doesn't develop right understanding.
The person who has metta without understanding.
Because presumably he could accumulate attachment. Yes, the Jataka says that, the handmaids of the wise, I think it calls them, the handmaids of Panya.
Nalaka and this Kundua, since you prefer, and I looked it up in the Pali proper names diction, but it's also clearly there about that he never stayed in, under the same tree.
Mm-hmm.
And you found it in the commentary. And which one?
I couldn't tell you. It's about the foremost of each.
Oh, I know that commentary. I have that in Thai.
I don't know where it is there, because sometimes you find it here, sometimes you find it there. You cannot tell exactly.
Yeah, yes.
Except you read and then you note it down.
And he wants to stick to that, and he thinks that I don't do that. So we cannot do much.
We are trying to understand reality.
Yeah.
So we are doing different from him.
Yeah.
He is doing something, and we are developing understanding.
That is the trouble. I cannot do much for him.
Ask him if there is way to understand reality of this moment. Would he appreciate it? Or would he stick to that line?
Yeah.
First line, second line, third line, or such and such.
Yes. He has so complicated things about it. Mula Magga, and then another Pali term, and then the Lokutra Magga. And then something is sufficient for Mula Magga.
What about this moment? Can he apply it?
That is always the question.
Yes. If not, then develop it instead of trying to.
And then he comes with little text and words.
It doesn't matter,
yeah.
Because there is seeing, and Buddha taught us to develop understanding, seeing. Otherwise, his teaching is useless.
It is. Fully understood. And then we found also kasinas, a meditation of samatha in this.
And what is the meaning of that? What does it mean?
The one who develops samatha with the kasinas and is aware of jhana chitta.
Anything can be object of right understanding.
But the kasina is concept.
It doesn't matter, because you see that when we talk about kasina,
there must be chitta which experience it.
That's right.
So what?
So that should be understood.
Mm-hmm.
It's a reality.
Yeah, but even at that moment, it's the self.
No. That is the idea. Because we were talking about Kasina is a concept, you know, that the concept cannot be object of satipatthana.
But the chitta can, the chitta which thinks
yeah,
of that concept can.
It doesn't mean that man should go and develop Kasina and then understand Kasina as not self, because
yeah.
One has to understand what is paramattha dharma and what is not. What's the meaning of Kasina?
Like earth.
Yes, but what is the meaning of Kasina?
Earth
is Patavi, and Patavi Kasina. So what's the meaning of Kasina?
It's limited.
Or unlimited?
Well, actually, everything is earth. That is the meaning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You explained it once so well in Sri Lanka. The chairs, earth, and everything, and then we grab it and we want it and we fight for it. But it's only earth. So to see things, it's only earth can bring calm.
So, and what is the meaning of the scene?
I think that it includes everything here. It's not infinite yet, not the arupa. We only think now of rupa jhana. So it includes all.
It
all,
includes all.
That's why it's a kasina, a circle.
Includes all earth.
All things here are included.
It's all. White circle when it's all.
Because everything is just colour. What do you mean by that? If it's a colour casino, everything we see is just colour.
Yeah, but white.
Why it's round? Why it's round?
Yeah.
Why is it all?
White circle.
What is it? No beginning, no end, or something.
No.
I wouldn't know.
It contains all? It contains all that we see, which is just colour.
In that circle?
Yeah.
It's only the reminder for those who are not skillful enough. Because for those who are very skillful, when they see something like earth, Chitta can be tranquil instantly because of previous accumulation. But for those who do not have enough accumulation, it needs something as reminder. And the best reminder must be something that is not too big or too small.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it shouldn't have something which will disturb the mind.
Attract them so that they have lower back.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
If you have something different, then you may think of something of shape and form, like
the details. You mean
electric
yeah.
bulb instead of just see?
Yeah, see. Because the moon can be a casino. The moon can be a casino.
Some people see the rabbit on the moon.
So do I.
Yes, I do.
In Thailand. And sometimes here, but in Thailand was so clear. Once.
The rabbit?
Yes.
I read it in the Jataka and I immediately went outside and pointed my telephoto lens at the moon.
And how did it come out?
Yeah, I could see.
And do you also see the rabbit on the moon?
Yeah, I think so. On the top right.
Yeah, it is clear.
On the right or sometimes on the left?
Well, the one I can see is on the top right, facing down.
In Thailand it's different.
But when
maybe.
You see it on the left?
Never, I think it stays the same. So.
But the hemisphere is different in Thailand, in Orient, than...
Yes, it would be.
In Indonesia also, all the stars are upside down or different.
So where do you see the rabbit in Thailand?
Very clearly.
You see it clearly?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. Yes.
I'm not so sure whether it's...
Lorek was delighted. We saw it immediately.
Looking at
it. Yes, out of the hotel.
I mean the
rabbit.
Was it sitting and looking up?
Sitting and looking up. Should it be sitting and looking up? Maybe what I saw as a rabbit was just a crater.
This is as by a Sri Lankan friend,
yeah,
who is a quite devoted Buddhist.
Yes.
Yeah. But he asked, should we believe all written in Tibetan? And this is one example of the moon with rabbit. One chataka.
Yes, but we should get the meaning of the chataka.
Yeah.
Not also literal.
Because there's some very strange stories behind some of those.
But yes. The deep meaning, not so the convention.
In order to help people to think of one life of Buddha himself.
Yes.
It can be that the sangha draw like this.
Yes.
To remind or to make like a sign for anyone to think of it. But it doesn't mean that he painted more.
Oh, I see. Just a sign that they can think of it.
Doing something like that as a symbol. So that most people look and think of that chataka and it appears like a rabbit. Because there is no rabbit.
No, there's
but
no rabbit.
Real rabbit, of course not.
No, but then.
I'm just happy because I think of the chataka when I see the shape.
Well, what does the shape appear to you then? Where is it on the moon to you?
No, it was once so clear in Thailand, but here I see it also. But the moon has to be very clear,
yeah.
Full moon, and then the sky has to be clear, no pollution.
Yeah.
So in the countryside, it's easier.
And you have seen the rabbit?
I try, and my sister said that you imagine, then you see a rabbit.
It doesn't matter either. The meaning is jataka.
Because I don't want to imagine.
No.
I want to see.
But it's a shape.
And she said that, well, when you look at the cloud, you can see many things. When you think of different shape.
Yes.
So you think of rabbit shape on the moon. But it's like imagination.
Like the...
But I don't want to have imagination.
No.
The Buddha statue in Thailand somewhere when we were on the trip. Remember, it was not the Buddha statue by day, only by evening. The shadow on the rock.
Yes.
Like the Buddha statue,
yeah.
Because we thought of the Buddha,
yeah.
And people think of the Buddha there.
But it looks very much
very
like
much.
Buddha.
Very much, yes.
On the rock.
just the way the shades go,
yeah.
With the evening light.
And where was that?
And during the day, you don't see anything. No,
yeah.
Of visible object and what you think, of visible object and what you think, visible object and seeing, and then thinking about the Buddha and the shade, and then the rabbit also.
But it's not by Sangha painting, because he didn't drawing. I don't know what he did. He drew or he not painted. What is
the chataka? In the chataka? Well, he would have drawn it. Yeah, just the figure. Yeah. And it's one of the four events which will stay for an aeon or something. So that's one of them.
An aeon?
Yeah.
Many.
One aeon. It will stay for one aeon.
One
year. Yes. Well, one kappa maybe.
One kappa.
maybe that's
the... Kappa and Ian, it's the same.
It's the same.
Or Kalpa, I say.
Have we all attained jhana before? Because the Buddha speaks when he...
Oh, wonderful.
Because the Buddha speaks about the end of the world to show that nothing lasts.
I don't think as far as that, the end of the world.
The implication is that that human beings... Sometimes when there's a fire destroys the world, and then the human beings are born in a, they develop, they develop jhana and they attain the rupa world, which isn't destroyed. Too far.
Too far to be the anagami gets reborn in a plane where it's the result of jhana. So it must be also jhana. Each anagami.
No.
You mean you'd like to sit still and wait until then, and then get
No.
Have you seen the moon with the rabbit on, Pindanda?
Something.
It looks like a rabbit to me, because I read the Jataka, and it was the full moon.
For Punina, it's quite clear.
Oh, yes. Pardon? It's quite clear for you.
The ears are sitting there.
But it's in a different direction for you.
No, it was in Thailand that I saw.
Oh, you saw it in Thailand.
So it's on the left, in Thailand.
It looks that way.
This is the moon, and
yes.
The rabbit is like this, with it.
But I can't remember the details so much. I know it's there.
I think of it many times when I see the full moon.
So do I.
I try to look for the rabbit.
Yes.
So there's somebody living in the sun? Buddha Gosa, I think, says there's a mansion in the sun where a diva lives.
A mansion.
Yeah,
and
one in the moon. Diva, yeah. And he gives the dimensions of that mansion.
Yes. What do you think about that?
I don't know.
Maybe not take it so literally.
Because that would be Indian folklore as well at that time.
What about the moon?
Same with the moon.
Mansion.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Not much smaller.
Yeah. Smaller than the sun mansion.
Not much smaller. Maybe inside, you can't tell.
I think that I heard about the sun god and the moon god, but they are only names for gods, those who were born in heaven.
Yes, maybe. Yeah.
Like in Thailand, we have many sun, Surya.
I see, maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's the name of the people and the size of the mansion they live in. Yes, that would be more feasible. But these other beings do live, some of them, quite close by, don't they? Close by, the other beings, because they share the same sun. All the other deities, they are in the same solar system. They're not too far away. Some of them aren't.
So we are speculating.
Yeah.
Near or far, but they are different planes.
Yes.
Impossible to experience.
Yes.
Yeah.
We don't know.
Kachit 18. And how many jitas does have somana? Somanasa vedana.
How many teachers have samanas of it? One? Is that right? Somanasa.
Somanasa waiting.
Oh, maybe two? Two or one?
Maybe.
Hey, Hujika, be the receiving consciousness, is it? Receiving consciousness would be one. Is that right?
Are
the investigating consciousness?
When the object is very pleasant.
And maybe the smile producing consciousness of the arahant? That be?
The smiling consciousness of an arahant.
Yes, that's it. I got it right, more or less.
No, I didn't.
Receiving and investigating.
I have a question.
You have a favorite jataka? Do you have a favorite jataka story? Oh, jataka.
Jataka.
Yeah. Which is your?
Jadok.
Do you have a favorite one?
Jataka.
I'm very much. Perhaps I like Demi.
Which one?
Demi.
Oh yeah, Demi. Yeah. That is a very nice one. Yes. The Bodhisattva as a baby, and he had cry.
Yeah. That was my favorite.
But you were talking about it in England.
It's your favorite too.
Yeah. That was the English.
That's my favorite.
So, but
so let's
go
beat her.
let's go on this paramis. You are going to talk about that, but you will.
Okay.
So you don't talk. With Kusala Chitta, you should be quiet. And you should be But this is Kusala.
You said to accumulate conditions for arahantship.
When?
Now?
No, not
but
now.
I find it too far ahead, you know.
Yeah.
So why should I keep it in precepts? Is it good?
They like.
No, for me, you. Is it good if I do?
You cannot ask the answer. You can keep more than 8 if you like. You can keep less than 8 if you like.
Yeah.
So there is no rule. And nobody can judge whether you, for you, it's good.
Yes.
5, and for Alan it's good 8, and the others 10.
That's right. To have less attachment, it helps.
Yeah.
One cannot say that. What is the benefit of 8 precepts?
If you like to observe it, you can see its benefit.
I tried.
You try to what?
Not to eat at night.
Why?
Observe.
Why?
The 8 precepts.
Why? Just follow or just for what?
Uposatha.
Yeah. Why? There must be reason why.
Yes. To be less attached by sense objects.
And if you can, then it's okay.
Just for the...
if you can, it's okay.
Yeah. But other motives come in too. I don't like to be fat. I eat less. So I like to be beautiful, which is loba.
Yeah. So one knows oneself exactly what is the purpose of doing things.
There are so many chittas and motives.
So observing 8 precepts isn't necessarily kusala.
You observe or you just want to not eat dinner because you don't want to be fat, see? What is the
Many people might observe 8 precepts because the Buddha said it was good to observe 8 precepts and that they follow it just because they've been told that it's good but not understand why.
Foolishly or what?
Yeah, foolishly. It could be foolishly.
I don't think that we should think of the others 8 or 10 precepts. It's our own practice, whether you could follow more or less. Who can tell? As good as not having lobha and dosa and moha, but can you?
But the high bet is conceit, and the low bet is some better. I don't understand it is more than a time.
Understand who?
is it good to have a low bed? Because for a precept you need a low bed. Isn't it good? I don't see the difference between a little bit higher or lower.
I think that it's very healthy and it can condition the attachment to comfortable.
Very comfortable. But a low bed is very comfortable. A low bed is just as comfortable for me.
Yeah. The same and also healthy. And also, low bed means that it's not beautiful bed.
But the modern beds are beautiful and they are low.
It's not decorated bed. The purpose of lay down on the low bed, one has to think about the common line. It's as easy life. You don't need decoration while one sleeps.
We have decoration on the wall anyway.
So, do you want to get rid of the wall or what?
No, I don't. Mm-hmm. So, I'm not suitable for that.
So, for me, I think that even low bed is quite healthy and very suitable. But it's very difficult to get. So I don't mind sleeping on comfortable bed, a big bed.
It's one of the Dutangas is not minding which bed you or what bed you end up with.
Not bed.
Any bed uses place.
Not bed.
And it was Nalaga who was foremost in that.
In everything. I try to understand Dhamma is only for me, for my own understanding, to understand that what is lobha, dosa, moha, and what is kusala, and to understand moments when the lobha is conditioned. Just for understanding, I don't want to judge how it's come down like this.
Yeah.
What is the benefit and who can do it and who cannot? Is it suitable for me?
Yeah. Yeah.
But if it is for else, can it be lobha also?
It depends on whether you'd like to live long in order to develop kusala.
I would like to.
So what is the purpose of living long? For what?
Yeah.
See?
And I attach to life. Well, that is lobha. I'm afraid to die, attached to life, so I would like to live long, and I want to develop kusala.
So is it bad motive?
No, kusala is good.
I will come to this trip, and I don't mind whatever happens.
But I was wondering why, what is your motive to come on the trip, to do helping others and walking and keeping your sister company?
My sister would like to come to Egypt. She's very interested.
Yeah, I know that. Yeah.
So I think that it's good.
You keep her company.
It's good to come, and then the other would like to come too. It's good. And if there are times for Dhamma, it's good.
Good
it's also good.
Yes.
If there is no time for Dhamma, it's all right. It's time for other kusala.
For other kusala.
That we forget often. That
if
it's time for other kusala.
If you see the usefulness or the advantages of all kusala, you know that it's time to develop patience, or it's time to be kind with metta.
Yes.
Or it's time to for giving or things like that. Why not all kusala? Why just only hearing. Or Dhamma discussion?
Yes.
Then you get a lot, because all moments can be moment for kusala.
Yes.
But when you lack moment of kusala, there must be some reason or the cause of it that you might not realize. It's always come from lobha or expectation.
And from bodily tiredness, when the body is tired,
it's a reality. Anyway,
yes.
Just a reality.
But can it cause akusala?
Certainly, when there is no understanding.
Yeah, it. When there is no understanding of it.
For example, when you think of dinner at such and such time, why not wait? All right, it can be 10, it can be 9, it can be 8, it can be 7, it can be 6, it can be 5.
Five what?
For dinner time.
Oh, yes,
yeah,
certainly,
see?
The time.
Anytime.
Yeah,
any
time.
Be patient and receive all ahetuka cittas, which are conditioned by previous karma, calmly or with kusala citta, pleasant feeling. Sometimes you think of you should have this and that for your health. But we have to know that sometimes it's not convenient, like on the trip.
I had a backache from the long sitting on the airport,
see?
6 hours delay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And if you don't think of it much,
yeah, I didn't think
it does not appear. Because other thing appears as often,
yes,
like sound and seeing.
Yes.
So the best thing is to forget oneself, one body, our own body.
Our great being.
Yeah, yeah.
And to belittle oneself as you appear to head to toe.
With understanding.
The dust track.
Yeah. Otherwise there would be self-centered all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I want to get down the talk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And also other things, to not only Dhamma talk.
Not only Dhamma talk, comfort.
Just let go most of things that you are used to or would like to have.
All these things and the program.
Yeah. Because when one is tired, that's the result. But the other benefit is you can do other things for the others.
When you are tired, you mean?
Yeah.
You can do
other good things for the others. Even you are now tired,
yes,
but think of the other benefit
for the other people
of your tiredness, see?
And not of our own feeling. Yeah. So I try to apply that because Sutsunun said to me, "You have to apply kanti when you go out to the parties. You have to."
Because people would like to have all kusala, but they don't want to accumulate it or develop it. I would like to have great patience. Why not now, little by little?
Why not now?
In order to become great.
Yeah.
If you don't have it now, it's impossible to have great patience later. It has to begin little by little to endure all hardship. Why not now?
Why not now?
Be pleasant all the time, like just being glad.
Yes. I try. I promise. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. I must say, I thank you very much for all the advice you give.
And we'll see new Nina.
That cannot be at once. It's not possible.
Next year. Yeah. But you can see the progress from time to time.
Yes.
When we know how to develop it. When we know how to develop patience.
Yeah.
It's like good taste. Yes. That's why we all keep calm and quiet and happy, whatever happens.
Because the last trip I missed Lodewijk more, but then you said you have to think of not of him so much, because Nama and Rupa and past life and future life.
Yeah.
But I'm getting older and he's getting older, and we still consider that none of us will pass away before.
You can die now at this moment, Nina, and
so
then you lose all memory of Lodewijk.
Yeah, but he, when he dies and I'm alone, you know, it will be very difficult. But I have to apply now, otherwise I won't be able.
So when he dies and you are alone, you cling to space and air and
nothing.
Two space
because
and
you
air.
You used to cling to him, but yeah. Where is he then?
Yeah.
After death.
After
no more.
No more.
So you realize that you cling just to idea or air or space.
But I think one has often,
nothingness.
One must often consider this to be prepared.
At that moment, you cling to your own memory of him.
Yeah.
Yeah, only of him.
Only
there is
yeah.
No.
Because your sister, anymore. I was so impressed on the tape for Sarah in Hong Kong, that the man she loved before, she knows he is not the same person anymore,
yeah.
But she can think of him with
yeah.
appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
But she applies really, your yeah. sister, Kunchit.
Yeah. Yeah. Otherwise.
And I was so impressed by the way she said it.
Otherwise, you'll be crying and crying all the way.
Yeah.
To
but you helped her, of course, yeah. a lot because you were together.
Because she now studies the teachings.
Yes, and you
she
helped
recently.
Her
yeah.
for the teachings,
yeah.
and then she got over it, her
yeah.
sorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. But one has to be prepared beforehand.
Now you are prepared.
I am prepared, yes.
Why think of it that
yeah.
you will become unpleasant, forget
yeah.
it, something like
yeah.
that. Yeah. Useless to be unpleasant.
How would you describe the function of awareness when it arises with Kusalachitta, but with Kusalachitta not at the level of Satipatthana? So, for instance, generosity.
Usually, when life is unpleasant, there is no awareness of that pleasant feeling. But from now on, maybe whenever there is unpleasant feeling, there is awareness of that kind of feeling. But there is no understanding that it's just a reality yet. But still, a level of right understanding can see that it's a kusala.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Even that moment is awareness of it. But not at level of understanding that it's just a reality.
And for everybody who has kusala chitta, there, would you say that there is that awareness at that moment?
There must be
awareness.
But not at level.
But does it, what does it do at that moment then?
It is aware.
The characteristic
of awareness is aware. For example, there is tangible object appearing.
Yeah.
But there is no awareness. We just touch orange
yes.
or plate
yes.
or fork or knife. But when there is awareness of just hardness,
yes.
because one understands the development of Satipatthana, so hardness appears to awareness because awareness is aware of it. Otherwise, it's only touching past aware,
mm-hmm.
touching the story. The concept of it comes in immediately,
mm.
but at moment of whenever it appears as just
hardness,
it indicates there is awareness there.
But of course, that is very in the beginning. There can't be that clear distinction between something and hardness.
Right.
It's always something,
right.
but there is some awareness
right.
of hardness.
Right.
Some
yeah.
awareness of hardness,
yeah.
a beginning.
Yes, the beginning.
Yeah. Because at the end, considering
mm-hmm.
in between.
Mm-hmm. That's why the more right understanding grows, one see that it understands more and more at that very moment of touching or tangible object appearing.
Yeah. Where do people go wrong then? Because when they concentrate on breathing, it's obviously not sati. What is it?
Because their intention is just to concentrate on it.
So what do they have? So they have Miccha Samadhi.
Certainly.
With no awareness, but they
right.
have they, but breath obviously appears to them, or the rupas. What is exactly happening for them?
You can ask them whether breath appears to them now, or they have to try to concentrate on it. When they try to concentrate on it,
yes.
it means that there is lobha wanting to concentrate on it. So in Tipitaka it says that breath is very coarse when citta is akusala, and it grows finer and finer when citta is more kusala.
Mm-hmm.
they think that they can concentrate on breath, but they don't know that with lopa, that they want to concentrate on it, breath appear coarse. See? But they think that they are kusala, so they try on and on, and the result is that they lose the conscious, and they are so frightened to lose conscious. But they think that they have developed to that degree that breath do not appear to them. In Tipitaka it says that when citta is more kusala, breath is softer and softer.
Yes,
so they think that that is the point that they have reached. But in reality it's kusala, akusala, because they lose the conscious.
They lose their consciousness of...
They don't know anything about everything, just completely gone away. Yeah. So they are very frightened because they have lost, they have lost their self, their consciousness. And sometimes the body is not in the right position because it moves backward and forward. Like those who develop, who practice the stomach or abdomen practice. And ask them that breath is also a tangible object, like this moment.
Yes.
Why do they have to concentrate on breath?
Yes.
Not developing understanding that breath and tangible object are exactly the same. So they don't mind with panya to have awareness of any object, instead trying to have something specifically.
Yeah.
When people say that the first stages of vipassana are still considering chitta, and then they say it's in the vidrumaga that you have to think of nama and rupa, but it's not true. It must be awareness and thinking in between.
People would like to attain nama rupa parichetiyana so much that they think that, oh, it might be now or this moment, but in reality anattaness appear, and one cannot expect how many namas and rupas that vipassanayana can insight at that very moment.
But why is it then called chintamayapanya?
Because even at that moment there can be still moment which thinks about it, but not the self who's thinking.
Even at the moment of vipassanayana?
Certainly there must be thinking, there can be thinking, why not? Because thinking is a reality as well.
That still appears at the first stages.
Thinking can think.
Or in between.
Thinking can think. Anytime. Mm-hmm. Even vipassanayana, it appears as a reality which thinks. But that reality can still think of that.
Yes.
Reality.
Because they take the Visuddhimagga text and then it's confusing. Because they say it's in there.
That's why just reading or studying is not helpful at all.
Doesn't help. Yeah.
Okay, can you explain to me the meaning of the word Dharma? The different ways the word Dharma is used.
Different way?
Yeah, what does the word Dharma mean?
It means everything that is real in life and around us.
Uh-huh.
Is it right?
Yes, and are there any other meanings?
It means that Dhamma is, I think, is the right. There's two ways. In Thai, we have Dhamma and Adhamma.
Yes.
Adhamma.
Yes.
Adhamma is something that is a kusala.
Yes.
And Dhamma is kusala.
Also.
In the meaning of the Thai people, you see.
Yeah, but there are many meanings. It's good.
Mm-hmm. So Dhamma can be akusala as well.
Yes, in the other meaning, but for the Thai people, when we say Dhamma and Adhamma, it's the right one and the wrong one.
Uh-huh. And any other meanings?
The meaning? The fact of life. Did it?
It's true. Yeah.
And what else?
The teachings of the Buddha. You can
yes,
call him Dharma.
Yes.
Yeah, that's good. Good answer.
Thank you.
To understand oneself. Because one consider one feeling the most important thing in life. Everybody would like to have pleasant feeling, good feeling all day. But sometimes we do not have such feeling at all. So if we can understand what is the cause of such and such feeling, it helps one to have less unpleasant feeling. And that's why we learn about oneself, to understand better of this moment. Because what we considered as my or I must be this very moment of seeing, hearing, smelling, thinking, right? Right thinking and wrong thinking, they are both real. Seeing pleasant objects, seeing unpleasant objects, they are both real, but at different moments. And life is so uncontrollable because each moment is conditioned by so many, many conditions. If we don't know, we think that it just happened to be born in this or that country. But in reality, there are conditions for each moment of different people. We have different thoughts by different conditions, different feelings. This is what we learn to understand, to help one to understand life. Even we don't name what religion it is, but it can be the absolute truth for everyone, no matter what language we use. For example, feeling. I don't know what your word for feeling is in Turkish. But in time.
Feeling is his setback. Feeling.
And pleasant feeling?
Pleasant, we can say hoş or iyi. İyi hisler. And unpleasant, kötü hisler.
Can you control your feeling?
Well, sometimes I try, yes. Well, you know, I am a Muslim. We believe in God and He is the only one. And He isn't born and He doesn't give birth to anybody. Just like in Christianity, and it is a big feeling. I can express myself, but when I am in a very big bad mood, I pray God and I'm better. I overcome my sorrow.
But you haven't seen him.
No. But I feel that I believe in Allah. Yeah. And we believe Muhammad is his prophet, not his son. The prophet.
You haven't seen Muhammad?
No.
You haven't seen him?
No. He lived years ago.
But you know him by his teachings.
Yes.
And you know God by his teachings as well.
You feel it.
Uh-huh. Have you ever feel God?
I saw it. As a feeling.
Well, if we have prayers from the Quran. For example, Yasin, one of the head prayers, Yasin Sharif. And if I read it, if I believe deeply in heart, if I want something too much, it fulfills.
people should pray and they should get things that they'd like to have too. But why don't they have their wishes come true?
Well, some of the poor people are very religious and they pray, and in our faith, how can I tell? Every person from God, we call it kismet, kismet. Although you work very hard, you have a certain limit. You, for example, you can't be very, very rich. But some people, although they work not as hard as the others, may have everything. That is a kind of kismet. And this is the
conflict. It's difficult to understand. The poor would like to have many things true for their life, but they cannot have, even they pray.
Well, but it is they have a certain level of...
You mean that they're born to be poor?
No, I don't think so. But although they work hard, they can't be rich. It is a kismet.
So it's like believing in one person, God, whether one is poor or one is rich.
Yes.
One is happy or one is unhappy.
According to the old learned man, world is kind of an examination. It is a kind of divine examination, and the other world is the that we live forever in the other world. This is only a passage, quite a short.
Can the poor be happy and yes. The rich be unhappy?
Yes.
And what is the cause? And what is the cause?
Well, I don't know. Some there are very, very rich men and they are not healthy, they are not happy. And there are some poor and they are very happy.
But when you feel
they are rich in heart, you know?
Yeah.
They don't give any importance to materials, to money.
When you feel unhappy, do you think that it's also by him or by your own?
Well, by
your own. Yeah. So you yourself have ability or capacity to condition your own feeling as well. So everyone is free for one's feeling,
yes.
Not being conditioned by him. Yeah. So the poor can feel happy if he knows how.
Yes.
And for those who do not believe in God,
well, I'm sure that must be a terrible thing. There are some don't believe in God. Among the Chinese, I met many tourists. They don't believe in anything. How can it happen? I don't know.
But they still have happy feeling and unhappy feeling, depending on.
The last about I think 2 weeks ago, I had a couple.
Uh-huh.
They were just married, a Chinese couple, and they didn't believe in God, but they were happy.
They live like everyone and die, and that's all.
But when they die, where they get buried? They don't believe in any religion, for example.
No matter one believes in God or anything, one was born and one will die. Everyone, no matter believing in God or not.
Yes. But when they die, where they Chinese, for example, they don't believe in God or in any religion. Where they get buried? When they die?
In the cemetery.
In the Buddhist cemetery?
Anywhere. Because nobody will leave the body on earth. There must be some places, to bury it or to cremate it. Yeah. It doesn't matter because
is all right too.
Because that person doesn't know anything after death. No matter his body is buried or cremated, it's all right.
And in our religion we believe that the soul never dies.
But can you tell us about the soul this moment before it dies? Is somewhere or in the body or?
Well, it is a matter of question.
Yeah.
Think that it is in the body.
In the
body. One dies, the soul goes. And the body remains.
Yeah. And when one is asleep, when one is sleeping, where is the soul?
I don't know.
Is it there even while one is sleeping? Because one is not dead yet.
I think so. Yes.
So the soul is there.
Uh-huh. I think so.
Yeah.
Yes.
And whenever there is seeing, is it the soul which sees?
I beg your pardon?
At this moment is seeing. Is it the soul which sees? Everybody.
Yes, sure.
But when one is sleeping, the soul is there too. It does not go away because it's not death yet.
I know.
At the moment of seeing, because when we get up, wake up in the morning, there is seeing, not sleeping anymore. So at moment of seeing, is it the soul which sees? So it's the soul which sees, right? And at moment of hearing, is it the soul which hears? So the soul has many functions in a day. Seeing is one function, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching, and thinking as well. And I think that the soul sleeps too.
What about the dreams?
Pardon?
Do you believe in dreams?
Everyone dreams.
Do you believe?
So the soul is dreaming. The body cannot.
For example, if anything will happen, I saw it in my dreams. And again, if a happy thing will come, I must see it in my dreams too.
But
beforehand, of course.
But you are not separated from what you call soul, right? So it might be soul which you consider as I know. Actually, it's the soul which knows. Because there are body and mind, or in other words, body and soul. So the soul dreams, the soul sleeps, the soul likes, the soul does not like. The soul feels pleasant, the soul feels unpleasant, right? So I understand what you mean by soul. This very moment is different from the body.
Yes.
Yeah. The body cannot see, but the soul is seeing. The body cannot think, the soul can think. I see. How many souls do you have?
Only one, of course. Only one.
But I think the seeing is not hearing at all. Different moment. Different object which is seen.
Well, it is very deep. It is
a good benefit to talk about the thing that one can experience like now, because we can understand it. But when we talk about anything which we cannot experience, it's very difficult. It's like we are in darkness. It's like we are in the dark when we talk about anything which cannot experience directly. So it's better to understand the thing in the light, because we can see the characteristic and the function.
Yeah.
This is what I like to understand more and more in my life. Because I think that most people take seeing for self or soul. I see, the self sees, or they take hearing for I hear, it's my body. But actually the body itself cannot stay long. I think that each cell arises and falls away in split seconds, so fast. Otherwise there will be no change at all in the body and in everything too.